This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Alfonso Vasquez Lopez. First name is Alfonso, A-L-F-O-N-S-O, middle name Vasquez, V-A-S-Q-U-E-Z, last name Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z Lopez, address 470 South 4th, Alfonso Vasquez Lopez. Date of birth is 10/31/1945. This letter is being written to Dr. John Tran. First name is John, J-O-H-N. Last name Tran, T-R-A-N, Tran. Address 1855 Alum Rock Avenue, Suite C, San Jose, California, 95116. Telephone number 408-254-7524. Fax number 408-426-9970. Dear Dr. John Tran, J-O-H-N, last name Tran, T-R-A-N, Tran. Thank you for asking me to see this 78-year-old gentleman in allergy consultation. Period. I was fortunate enough to get an excellent Spanish translator to get all the history. Period. Alfonso has been having rough, scaly, and itchy rashes on his hands and face for quite some time, period. There is minor lip swelling, period. There is no history of any coughing, shortness of breath, period. He has been to emergency room for this rash and was being treated with some creams, period. There is also history of some burning and itchy eyes, and he feels and family feels he may be allergic to foods and pollens, period. He has taken some Benadryl for itching and allergies, and that is quite helpful, period. He does not seem to handle any unusual chemical products or engages in any unusual occupation, period. Certainly, overall, he's in a decent health, period. He has used number one eye drops, number two some eczema cream, number three hydrocortisone 2.5%, number four Benadryl with some benefit, period. There was some reaction to an iron pill and dishwashing liquid, but that problem seems to be resolved, period. He certainly is not exposing himself to any unusual chemicals or abrasive products, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 78-year-old who had a significant erythema and with dry, scaly lesions on his both hands, period. Skin was generally quite dry, period. There was minor facial erythema, period. There was no evidence of any angioedema, period. There were no rashes anywhere else, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Clinically, I don't believe he has any significant allergies that we could diagnose with the simple allergy testing, period. In any event, he wanted us to pursue some testing and an allergy testing to some common foods and pollens was completely normal, thus eliminating any obvious allergic contribution, eliminating any obvious allergic disease process, period. Certainly, this rash looked like more of a contact dermatitis, and I would period. My final diagnosis, probably history of low-grade conjunctivitis, and he's using Opcon and Benadryl, and that is quite effective. Number two, hand eczema and facial rashes, no definite etiology. My treatment plan, number one, avoid any abrasive soaps or other chemical products. Number two, I use CeraVe, CeraVe, CeraVe products, and that should help his skin to recover nicely. Number three, I recommended Lidex ointment to be used twice a day for about a week, and hydrocortisone 2.5% for a week, and he is much improved, period. Number four, I would certainly recommend a dermatology consultation if his rashes become more troublesome and reappear frequently, period. Number four, certainly if his eye problems are significant, then a consultation with ophthalmologist would be quite appropriate, period. Overall, I believe he should do quite well, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies with the warmest regards and of dictation on patient Alfonso Vasquez Lopez. Thank you.